Start with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, help us to be people who bring light to others, to all those around us. Help us to never be the one to snuff out the light of another, or even though we have had our light extinguished at times. As we awaken to a new day, may we be light to the world, and as we let our light shine, may others see our light and praise God. Amen. Since we're talking about light today, I wanted to tell you a light bulb joke. Patty and John are working on a building site. Patty says to John, "I need a day off. I'm going to pretend I've gone mad." So Patty climbs up to the rafters, hangs upside down from them, and shouts, "I'm a light bulb, I'm a light bulb," while John looks on in amazement. The foreman shouts, "Patty, go home, you've gone mad." As Patty packs his kit, foreman sees John packing his kit as well, and the foreman says, "John, where do you think you're going?" John says, "Well, I'm not working in the dark." From The Seekers of the Light Are One, May Rowland writes, "The light of man's spiritual nature can turn darkness into light. It can change a barren life into a productive life. Through prayer, this is constantly happening in the lives of individuals. We are living on a planet whose nature is light. Light is within us and all about us. We are truly children of light." And we are not just a spark of light. We are a huge globe full of unlimited, radiant light. Let me repeat that. We are not just a spark of light. We are a huge globe full of unlimited, radiant light. And today we're going to look at how we let our radiant light shine individually and collectively in our community. Wynn Bullock said, "Light, to me, is perhaps the most profound truth in the universe. My thinking has been deeply affected by the belief everything is some form of radiant energy." So first, individually, believe you are the radiant light of God in expression. Know your oneness with the divine. How do we do that? Well, we've been talking about it all month, so today's going to be a bit of review. First, live your purpose and passion. On the last Sunday of August, we talked about our purpose, letting God be God in us and be your most authentic, true God self. We took a pledge to live in the state of possibility. Did you do that? How did it go? Did it make a difference? Just make a mental note if you haven't started yet. There's no time like the present, just saying. Second, knowing our oneness. Next, we looked at knocking down the walls of old beliefs that have held us back for years, and letting that light that is God shine up through us as us. Remember the beautiful Rumi quote, which said, "Why do we struggle to open a door when the whole wall is an illusion?" And then third was know your worthiness. On the third week, we were all anointed with worthiness. Are you still feeling worthy? Last week, walking the evolutionary road, even if it's scary. I know some of you are bravely taking giant, bold leaps in your evolution, personally as well. And that brings us to today. Our last letter in the word power, R, helps us stand in our full power by letting our radiant life shine. One way we can do that is by setting an intention to consciously call forth the divine light within you every day. See your divine light radiating before you and all around you each day when you wake up. Have you ever felt someone's energy before they ever entered the room? That energy is divine light. The great news about your divine light is, as I said in the beginning of my talk, unlimited. In The Supreme Adventure, Eric Butterworth said, "No matter how dark a situation may appear, you always have a choice of turning on the light. And as someone once said, it's much better to bring a light than to curse the darkness." You always have that option of turning on more light. Isn't that great news? There is always more light and more light. A hospital chaplain said, "I use this tool all the time, especially for hospital visits. Sometimes I am not entirely sure what I'm going to walk into. I ensure I intentionally connect with that light within. This also works for difficult conversations, job interviews, and celebrations." I love this quote by Gordon B. Hinckley. "Some of you may feel that you are not as attractive and beautiful and glamorous as you would like to be. Rise above any such feelings. Cultivate the light you have within you, and it will shine through as radiant expression that will be seen by others. You need never feel inferior. You need never feel that you were born without talents or without opportunities to give them expression. Cultivate whatever talents you have. They will grow and refine. Become an expression of your true self, appreciated by others. That divine light is never tiring, always there for us to tap into. However, that doesn't mean there are days when we just don't feel like the light. Over a year ago, I had a few moments where I couldn't see or even feel the light. I had to move from a 3-bedroom house to a 1-bedroom apartment. My daughter and her husband wanted to come help, but couldn't because of the COVID problem. I felt overwhelmed, first trying to find an apartment that I could afford, then trying to get rid of so many things to move to the apartment, then moving practically by myself. It took a while to get to the light. I know we all have had situations in our lives that appear like darkness, and yet I know that is not the truth. That unlimited divine spark is the truth. Francis Fowkes writes in Effectual Prayer, "All spiritual remedies dissolve errors of consciousness, even as a light turned on in a dark room dissolves the darkness. They bring into consciousness the light of truth, even as a lamp brings light into a darkened room, and the truth of life, which is health, joy, abundance, stands forth even as the true character of the room stands forth when it is revealed by the light." I also saw this quote by Colette Wirden on Facebook while I was preparing for this talk. She said, "It's okay if you fall down and lose your spark. Just make sure that when you get back up, rise up as the whole damn fire." And then it had a photo of a phoenix in the background rising up from the fire. It was perfect. So my invitation to you is to bring in that divine radiant light and let it shine. So second is collectively. Now we're going to switch gears to bringing that divine radiant light in collectively. Right now in our community, it is more important than ever to let our divine radiant lights shine. I'm not only senior minister, but I'm a loving member of this community, and I want to see us thrive. I have some ideas to share, 3 in fact. Then I want to hear from you. Some of you have great ideas, so it's okay if you... Is it okay if I share my ideas? Good, because I'm going to do it. A, presence. Your presence shines a big light in our community and is so appreciated, both online and in person. I'm not just talking about Sundays, although that's a big part of it. Let your light shine on Sundays and in classes, at membership meetings, and anywhere else you may volunteer at Unity of Castro Valley. B, prosperity. We have a huge opportunity to share our light as prosperity in our community, to keep our community thriving, yes, and to attract the perfect congregants. C, prayer. Last but not least is prayer. Shine your radiant light by praying for the highest and best for our community. Prayer has power, and collective prayer has massive impact. Use your light to pray. Right now, I want to hear from you. How will you commit to letting your divine, radiant light shine during these trying times? I will start. I commit to sharing my light by being there for people when they need a heart to listen. Anyone else? Well, thank you for sharing. I would like to end today's talk by sharing a poem by Amy Love. It will serve as a closing prayer as well. Amy tapped into her inner Dr. Seuss, so I'll read it in that way, having the Dr. Seuss experience with my kids and grandkids. They are all waiting for you. There is no time for delay. Are you ready to go? Urged a voice far away. Go where? Who am I? Came my puzzled reply. The voice spoke again, but this time from inside. You are destined for Earth. It comes from the stuff I use to make you. So when things get rough, remember that you are already divine. To find who you are, just let your light shine. For you always existed and always will be. I know because, well, I am you, you am me. But what kind of a light am I supposed to be? I begged the voice, who then giggled with glee. You could be the matchstick that brightens a cake, all covered in sprinkles like memories make. Or maybe the flood lamp in rafters above, guiding flyballs to some lucky kid's glove. They always need fireflies to flicker real bright to help them find love in the darkness of night. But the world needs your spark, or else it will stay dark. Now, don't get me wrong, the dark isn't always bad. There'll be times it is welcomed, like when you feel sad. The dark ain't all bad. You'll need it to get rest, but some days it'll stay, make it hard to get dressed. When it stays dark, you might find you can't see the entire forest, let alone just a tree. But I promise you this, those trees, naked and bare, outside in the winter, inside are still there. You've got the power to choose your display of light in this world, how you'll show up today. Create shadow puppets, make shade under trees, or perhaps be a laser that does surgery. I made you for myself, since that's all I can do, and I can't wait to see just how you will be you. What if I forget or fall flat in the dirt? I whispered my fears. Is it going to hurt? I could hear the voice smile as it started to move towards the light, worried how I would prove. You're about to be born, but you've never not been. If you get to the end, we'll always begin once again. For after the dark, a light always must shine. Doubt if you must, but it's all my design. When the day comes, you've no more energy. I'll call you back home, and you'll return to me. And so it is.